Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 8, the four stanzas. On the good and faithful, God has set his love. When they call, he sends them blessings from above. And what follows, Psalter 8, the four stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Zechariah 6. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 31. Zechariah 6. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that he might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. Then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, take of them of the captivity, even of Helde, of Tobijah, and of Judea, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Uzziah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest. And he spake unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build a temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit, and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both, and the crown shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to him the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass, if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. The Confession of Faith, Article 31, the Ministers, Elders, and Deacons. We believe that the ministers of God's Word and the elders and deacons ought to be chosen to their respective offices by a lawful election of the Church, with calling upon the name of the Lord, and in that order which the Word of God teacheth. Therefore, everyone must take heed not to intrude himself by indecent means, but is bound to wait till it shall please God to call him. that he may have testimony of his calling and be certain and assured that it is of the Lord. As for the ministers of God's word, they have equally the same power and authority wheresoever they are, as they are all ministers of Christ, the only universal bishop and the only head of the church. Moreover, that this holy ordinance of God may not be violated or slighted, we say that everyone ought to esteem the ministers of God's word and the elders of the church very highly for their work's sake, and be at peace with them without murmuring, strife, or contention as much as possible. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, when we may gather together by renewal in this hour in thy house, may it please thee to impress it upon all our hearts that we stand so in need of thy indispensable blessing, presence, and favor. Also a profound impression, undeserved, and all sinned away. And our Lord, we can confess much with our tongue, but thou requires that our tongue may utter what lives in our heart, and to that end, as so dependent upon the work of thy Holy Spirit each time by renewal. Lord, may it please thee in this afternoon to work lovingly and mightily by thy Spirit. Then in this morning hour, then we have heard, but we have also seen much. Then by renewal, then we commend those fathers and mothers with their little children unto thee. Oh, may they be found to be praying and begging parents. May they be given to storm the throne of grace. May they be given to beg of thee for wisdom and for help, and that the simple instruction, that it may be blessed, Lord, thou hast promised, that it shall not return void unto thee. May it please thee to work from generation to generation. Bless thy word in this hour, for the conversion of sinners, and also for the instruction, edification, comfort, and correction of thy people. Well, thou grant us further leadings. Lord, we surely live in dark and serious and solemn times where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. And who perceiveth it? Well, thou grant repentance unto thy church. Then thou continuest upon the face of the world to speak with sickness, with flooding, and many other ways, and notwithstanding all thy speaking. Then in the past week was also a very dark week for our country, where our federal government has partially passed a bill as so contrary to thy word and to thy creation ordinance. Ah, Lord, then surely, then there is much ignorance. But it also becomes evident the enmity of fallen man, an enemy of thee, and even an enemy of thy creation, whereafter thou hast created mankind, that thou hast beheld the world, and that it was very good, O Lord. Then it is clear that more and more that man is given over to himself, then we are given to see that that warfare which has begun in paradise, that it is greatly on the increase, that the devil has but a short time, and that it shall become more and more difficult for those that have great respect for thy word, O Lord, to that end. May it please thee to remember and help us and our children. May our eyes be upon thee. May we be given to trust in thee and in the way of great trials. Oh, to receive those special tokens that thou indeed knowest of us, and it is written in thy word that thou shalt honor those that honor thee, but those that despise thee shall be lightly esteemed. Lord, wilt thou remember all in authority, then we may still ask thee that thou may open their eyes, how blind and how foolish they are. And if they continue to harden their heart, then how bitter the fruit shall be for those in authority, but also for our whole country. Remember our province. Remember the premier. Remember all those that stand at the side. And, oh, Lord, then thou art also speaking to us and our children, and under that solemn speaking, oh, wilt thou grant more a turning unto thee, and that there may be a hastening for our life's sake. Ah, that by thy grace, that we may be placed under the banner of King Jesus, who has purchased this people by his precious blood, for body and for soul. Ah, Lord, for that people, then thou hast promised. Oh, many times it goes through the depth, and many a trial, and many a tribulation. That is what is written in thy word. But, ah, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth. Then even in the way of tribulation, ah, then they cannot leave thee on thy place, but given to beg, that they may receive strength to follow thee in sown and unsown ways. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? There are many amongst us. Wilt thou place underneath thy everlasting arms? May the callings be sanctified. Remember all our elderly ones, those in our care home, with those that may lovingly care for them, those that may still be in their dwellings, that may go in and out. Above all things, wilt thou grant that one thing needful. Remember all under the physician's care, the old father and the young son, that may return from the hospital. We commend them both unto thee, for body and for soul. Wilt thou remember all those that have sick and ailing relatives? The circumstances are known unto thee. Wilt thou remember the crosses, the burdens? We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, by renewal on this Sabbath day, then we humbly ask thee for thy help. May it please thee to open thy precious testimony, but wilt thou also open our hearts. May thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou grant a little rest in thy house, be a surprising God. We have nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great and manifold. And wilt thou also grant in our day that there may be more mourning and weeping over our sins. We can speak about sin, and we can ask for the pardoning of sin in our prayers. But, Lord, it is so necessary that each time by renewal a profound impression of these matters and a crying unto thee and a need to behold the King in his beauty, where he has become that high priest and where he has offered himself upon the altar of his divinity, a sacrifice well-pleasing unto thee, and that was declared in the sacrament in this morning, and in that way that there is a way for thy people to be reconciled, O Lord. Wilt thou then do a great work amongst us in these solemn times? May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our transgressions, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 223, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Wherever his creatures gather, the unseen God is near. Let rulers fear their ruler, their judge let judges fear. And what follows, Psalter 223, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
And this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in the prophet Zechariah, the 6th chapter, the 1st 8 verses, and we shall read for our text, verse 1. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. Our text words speak of Zechariah's 8th night vision of the 4 chariots, with 4 thoughts. First, decreed chariots. Secondly, diverse chariots. Thirdly, sent chariots. And fourthly, rejoiced over chariots. Zechariah's 8th night vision of the 4 chariots. Decree chariots, diverse chariots, sent chariots, and rejoiced over chariots. Thus first, chariots which were decreed. Beloved congregation, we have come to the last night vision of the prophet Zechariah. The circumstances we know that the builders were still busy rebuilding the temple, then that letter has not been recalled, where they were forbidden to continue, but the builders, they were given to hearken to the prophet Haggai and also to the encouragement of the prophet Zechariah. Then in these night visions, then we are given to see when the church may be given to obey God, that they shall receive special tokens and encouragement from above. Oh, what encouragement it was. Those first 5 night visions, they were night visions of comfort. That man upon the red horse among the myrtle trees. Then we have heard of 4 horns, but also 4 carpenters. We have heard of a man with a measuring line to measure that city. Oh, it was a very large city. Then we have heard of Joshua, the high priest who has received new garments. And then in the 5th vision, we have heard those precious words, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, O Zerubbabel? They shall become a plain. Then that temple would be finished. Then in the last 2 visions, the 6th and the 7th, then they were visions of admonishment and exhortation. They have spoken of sanctification. Then, boys and girls, then you can remember of that flying roll that would enter every house, not only here or there, but every house upon those where there were fathers or mothers, boys or girls that would steal or that would use the name of the Lord falsely. Then in the last vision, the 7th vision, then we have seen that ephah, that container, with that woman that was wickedness, with a large lid upon it, and then in the justice of God in the way of judgments, then she was carried by two women, and they flew as swift as storks into a far country of Shinar, and that is the place of wickedness. And then it can be many times when we read the history of the church, the great trials, the deep tribulations, and the severe persecution, that it can cross our mind. But does the Lord not allow it all to happen where it seems that the world they are bathed in prosperity? Oh, even in Asaph in Psalm 73, then he was troubled with those things. He could not bow under it. The wicked, no troubles it seemed. And he had trouble every morning until he went into the sanctuary. And now in the eighth night vision, then the Lord is given to show to the prophet and also to that remnant that has returned that the Lord is the righteous judge over the heavens and over the earth, and that also the wicked, that they shall be punished in his just judgment. And then our vision in this afternoon, may it be for instruction and also for a little encouragement for us and our children in these very solemn days. And may the Lord impress upon all our hearts the solemnity of the time, and that we may be brought often our knees, crying mightily unto the Lord, that in these solemn times, that the King of the church may use all the callings, and that many among young and old, that they may be gathered within the fold of the Lord Jesus Christ. Were in this week our poor country, our federal government, they have partially passed the Bill 4, concerning the creation ordinance, where the Lord in his great wisdom, where he has made them male and female, and given them a desire for one another, but where our country, our leaders, where they have become so foolish and so ignorant, and also then the enmity of natural man comes out, that they will not have that God rules over us, then we must say, woe unto such a country. But the Lord is not an idle onlooker. The Lord is long-suffering and full of patience. But there shall come an end, and there shall come a time that the Lord shall visit such a people with his great and terrible judgments. And who shall live when the Lord shall do these things? And now in this chapter concerning this vision, then we read by renewal, and I turned. We do not read of a turning between the sixth and the seventh night vision. We read of a turning after the first five, those first five that were full of comfort. Then the prophet was given to turn and given to see a flying roll, and also that ephah with that woman, which was wickedness. And now by renewal, then the prophet has turned back the way he has looked the first, and perhaps expected to find another very encouraging word, a word of comfort. And although this vision, that it is a vision of judgment, oh, it is a vision of comfort for that little remnant those temple builders that had many fears, that were perhaps afraid that the enemy would come. Ah, then the prophet was given to see that the Lord has everything in his hands. Do we not read in Psalm 93 that the Lord reigneth, that he is full of majesty? We read in Psalm 97 that the Lord reigneth. Also in Psalm 99, the Lord reigneth. Let the nations tremble. Ah, then the prophet shall be given to see that all the enemies of the church are so far and no further, and that the Lord shall also punish them in his great judgments, and that the Lord shall continue to watch over his church. Congregation, may we be concerned. Oh, it is a privilege to be under the external administration of the covenant of grace, but now to be a living member of that living church, of that living King. Then it is well for time and for eternity. And then even in the darkest moments, in the most troublesome times, when the persecution, and it is very evident that the persecution is present with us, for those that have respect for God's word, but then in this vision, and that also applies to the year of our Lord 2021, that the Lord has everything in his hand, and that the enemies of the church, that they can do no more than the Lord alloweth. And let us remember, when the Lord alloweth it, this many times, for the punishment, for the chastisement of the church, and that they may be more at the throne of grace. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes. Ah, then for the prophet, in deep contemplation, profound meditations, what he has seen concerning that ephah, what he has seen concerning the flying roll. Oh, then it cannot be different than for the prophet, that his thoughts have went to the family circles and to the houses. Ah, perhaps the prophet with a sigh and with a cry, that the Lord may send down his Holy Spirit. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, we find that word behold 16 times in the 8 night visions. There came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. We have seen already the horses in the first night vision, but in the first night vision, then we do not specifically read of all those different chariots. But now in this chapter, then we read of chariots. And in Bible times, then those chariots, they had a special significance. We hope to hear it in our second point, that they had much reference to war. And these chariots, they were not parked. They were not standing still, but they have come forth from between 2 high mountains, mountains of brass. Then we can compare chariots, let us say, to fighter jets in our day. And then it can be that the fighter jets in a time of peace, that they are parked, or in the exercises in South Dakota, many times when we went to the airport in Sioux Falls, a plane that left around 11 o'clock, then at 10 o'clock, there were 4 of those fighter planes parked on their runway, and then they took off for their exercises for training. Many times you heard them over the province, but it was in a time of peace. But now in a time of war, then they shall be fitted with bombs, with ammunition for destruction. And now when our text words do speak in today's language, then those chariots not standing still, but they have come forth to destroy. And now we read that those four chariots, that they came out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. And when we think of the mountains, so unmovable and so vast, when we read of these two mountains of brass, that is a metal alloy, very hard and very durable, then it is clear in our vision, we hope to hear it later, that these chariots, they could not go forth at random or by their own will, but that they were directed by the Lord. And to that end, these two large mountains of brass, they refer to the unmovable and unchangeable decree of God, which the Lord has made from eternity. Thus the decree of God in the first place, it is eternal. In the second place, it is sovereign. In the third place, it is wise. Then we read in Romans 11, verse 33, oh, the riches of the depth of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Then these degrees, they are unchangeable. Do we not read in Isaiah 46, verse 10, that the Lord knoweth the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that shall come to pass, saying, my counsel shall stand, the Lord shall fulfill all his good pleasure. That sovereign decree of God that concerns the great things of the Lord. Also our chariots of war in our text, but that decree also concerns the smallest things. Has Christ not declared in Matthew 11 that not a sparrow shall fall to the ground? Let's not speak of a big bird, boys and girls, but a little sparrow. That not a sparrow shall fall to the ground without the will of the Father. And in verse 30, that all the hairs upon our head, that they are numbered. Thus those immovable mountains of brass, that is that eternal decree of God, which he executeth here in the time by his divine providence. Can we understand it, congregation? No. Elihu said in Job 36, verse 26, God is great, and we know him not. Oh, that degree, what a questions, and what an enmity against that degree. Think of predestination. We have all had many questions. Maybe there are a few souls that cannot bow under it. But there was now no degree. What God would there be that would be a God in heaven? To say it reverently, that was an onlooker and that looked upon all the children of men, and that would be constantly busy changing his plans that the church may still be saved. No. In the scripture, it is that almighty, that majestic, and that glorious God who from eternity has decreed everything and that it shall come to pass. Of course, Lord has not only decreed everything, but he has also appointed the means. And let us always remember that text, Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord. Must not begin with the secret things, but the revealed things unto us and our children, that we may know them and do them. Thus the prophet Zechariah, under fearful circumstances, those builders, how they must have prayed that the Lord would keep them. But now the prophet, he could go to those builders and say, oh, builders, the Lord has shown me wonderful things. Even that last night vision, then he has showed me those mountains of brass and those chariots, that they could only go those chariots by the decree of God. Does not take away the responsibility of man. We are still responsible, but builders, the chariots, they cannot come to Jerusalem when the Lord does not permit. Our second thought, diverse chariots, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his hearts to all generations. And now we read of four chariots. Chariots in the Bible, they were also for rulers. Think of Joseph. Boys and girls, you know it. In the second chariot. But chariots were especially for war. We read of Pharaoh after the children of Israel. That is also comfort. What is now necessary? That we may belong to that true people of God. When the children of Israel, when they were led out of Egypt with a high hand, the Passover, that blood, and then they have come to that Red Sea. How unfathomable that the ways of the Lord are. Maybe a few souls that are walking in such unfathomable ways that it is going so different than we thought. If it was right, then many times when the Lord would grant prosperity, that should be a wonder for us. Oh, are there those times when the Lord sends prosperity in his providence, and that it also becomes a riddle that we say, Lord, with all my sins, ingratitude, so bound to the world, and that thou sendest so much prosperity, how can it be? But most of the time, then more people are troubled with the providence of the Lord when he sends trials. And for the children of Israel, they have come to the Red Sea. Did that now mean that they have done wrong? That is also instruction. It was a trial of faith. Oh, that can be the question in many a soul. When the Lord comes with trials and tribulations after they have made a decision, is that now a frown of the Lord? Or is it the trial of faith? And then we read that Pharaoh had 600 choice chariots with other chariots, and then they have come behind the children of Israel. Then that people were given to cry unto the Lord. They were not given to see our text, that they have come from between those two mountains, and they could only come under the permission and the allowance of the Lord. And those chariots, they could come no further than the Lord would allow. Oh, it went through such unfathomable ways. The Lord has let those chariots come in the sea, and Pharaoh and his host is drowned. And now these chariots, they were drawn by horses. And then we have heard already from the first vision that horses in Bible times, they were not used to plow. They were not used to carry people, at least not most of the time. But they were animals of war. The Lord, even in Job 39, in the verses 19 through 25, has spoken of the swiftness and the power of the horse. And now those nations that had chariots, we could compare them to a nation that has a mighty air force. Then, humanly speaking, they were invincible. To that end, in Judges 1, when Judah has went up to war with the remaining Canaanites, then we read specifically that there were Canaanites that they could not conquer because they had chariots of iron. And now we read of different horses in our chapter. The first chariot were red horses. When we consider these horses, then there is much similarity to Revelation 6, where we read of Christ upon the white horse, we read of a red horse, the black horse, and also the pale horse. Thus then our vision also has much to say and much importance in our day under the fearful times in which we live. When we consider the wars upon the earth, then many wars, they are religious wars. And also in our day, then a warfare is being fought between the kingdom of the serpent and the kingdom of Jesus Christ, not necessarily by planes, but what a warfare is being fought in the institutions of learning, colleges, universities, then what a privilege it is that our children may be taught out of God's holy word, also in our Christian school. Then that warfare that is being fought in government buildings, that is being fought in the courts, but then also, oh, a little encouragement, because when we see everything that has taken place and how rapidly, who would have ever thought, let's say 20 years ago, that a bill would be passed in the House that was passed in this past week. Then we see how rapidly it is going, what all awaits us, for us and our children. Thus these horses, we find those horses in Revelation 6, where it speaks of the last times. And now concerning these horses, then the red horse, that is the horse of war. That is the horse of blood. The black horse, that is the horse of hunger, of sorrow, of famine, and of mourning. Just think of black clothes for mourning people, of people that have an oppression of their sins. Then the white horse, that is a horse of victory, a horse to conquer, and a horse of joy. Then the grizzled horse, can also say a speckled horse, that is a mixture of judgment and of blessing. And then the bay horse, then we also read that could be translated as strong horses, can also refer to the strong color of the horses. And now what a sight it must have been for the prophet in the eighth night vision between those vast, those large, unmovable mountains of brass, and that he saw four chariots, those chariots come forth with horses, with a different color of horses. And now our third point, that is sin chariots. And that is now the comfort for the church. And these chariots, they would be sent to the enemies of the Lord. Then the prophet was given to see concerning those enemies. So far and no further. And that the Lord in his justice, that he shall also judge the nations that rise up against the Lord and against his anointed. Oh, the psalmist has sung thereof, and solemn too, why do the heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? Oh, those that have risen up against the Lord, and that have said, let us cut their cords asunder, and cast those cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The Lord reigneth. Let the nations tremble. And now we read in verse 4. When the prophet has seen those mountains and those chariots with those horses, then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? Then it was not the same as the former vision. Then he is asked what that ephah was. No, for the prophet it was clear. Two mountains, they were of brass. Chariots with different horses. But then what the prophet is asking, what do these chariots and horses, what do they now signify? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. What are we now to understand by those four spirits? That word spirits, that can also be translated as winds. Thus then, in this chapter, in this vision, then those four spirits, those four winds, that also has the reference to the ministries of the angels of the Lord. We read thereof in different places. In Exodus 12, we read of the angel of death. In Kings 2, oh, then we read of chariots. Also those chariots that have carried the prophet Elijah into heaven. But in chapter 6, then when the prophet Elijah has asked the Lord to open the eyes of his servants, then he saw fiery chariots with fire horses. They were the holy angels of the Lord. Think of Isaiah 37, that one angel has slain that army of the Assyrians, 185,000. In Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. In Psalm 104, verse 4, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers flaming fire. Thus then it is clear in our vision that those chariots with those horses, they were sent at the Lord's time, to a certain people and for a certain purpose. We read of the same matters concerning the spirits of those winds. Then our eighth vision, then we find many similarities in the book of Revelation, which was a comfort for John, for the church under persecution. Ah, that the persecution could rage. And how often persecution has been used to take a people, the Lord's people home, burned on the stake. But we find many similarities. Thus, this vision, a comfort for the church and a terror for the enemies of God. Because also in Revelation 7, verse 1, we read of four angels, four corners of the earth, and four winds. And that those winds, they may not blow till the servants of God were sealed in their forehead. Some time ago, we have spoken out of Revelation 8, the first verses. And then we have heard of that half hour of silence in heaven when there was a calm. And those angels that were standing with their trumpets concerning the judgments of the Lord, they could not blow until that half hour of silence was past. Thus also in our vision, the same matters are implied. Oh, in the first night vision, you can remember that the angels also walked to and fro. But they have returned and said that the whole earth lieth still and is at rest. And our country, we and our children, we had many years of peace and of prosperity. And now what have we done with it? Have we used it to earnestly seek the Lord? But the vision declares that those chariots, to say it simply, they could not move even one foot without the allowance of the Lord. O congregation, that tells us that even in the year 2021, that the Lord reigneth, that he has everything in his hand, and he shall sorely punish the inhabitants of the earth for all the iniquity. Also concerning this past week, the Lord is not an idle onlooker. When we think of our country, the unborn that are murdered, the desecration of the Sabbath day, also the despising of the seventh commandment. Ah, may the Lord keep us close to his word concerning his commandments. May the Lord in these solemn times, may we be given to see an eye upon the all-ruling, the overruling providence of the Lord, that he has everything in his hand. And so we read of these chariots. These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. Do you hear it? Not most of the earth. Oh, it can be in the life of a child of God, in deep and trying ways. Ah, that they are given to us, Lord, Lord, dost thou still knoweth of me? Dost thou still know my address has become so quiet, Lord? Lord, I have cried, and I have not heard, I have not received an answer. And then we read of those different horses, and concerning this vision, the same as in the book of Revelation, then it would apply to different circumstances and different times upon the earth, but in the first place in the context, then in the last night vision, then we have heard to build it an house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her base. Oh, that is that Babylon, that is that world, that continues with God, that continues in their own chosen way. But then the prophet was given to see, oh, they had many fears concerning the heathen, but that the Lord would punish the heathen. And to that end, then we read, the black horses which are therein go forth into the north country. What is now the north country? Then it refers to Babylon. It is true. Babylon that lay to the east of Jerusalem, although their territory was also further north. But when the enemy has come, then most of the time they would go in an arch and so come from the north to the land of Israel. Thus that black horse, and that is a horse of sorrow, that is a horse of mourning, that would visit Babylon. They would be punished. Think of Daniel 5, when that Belshazzar had that wicked feast, weighed in the balances and found wanting. And then the Medes and the Persians have come. And to that end, and the white horses go forth after them. Then by means of the Medes and the Persians, then that people in Babylon have received a certain rest. And King Cyrus, Ezra 1 verse 1, has given the command, the Lord has stirred that spirit up, that a remnant may return. And then we read, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. That is a mixture of blessings and also of judgments. The south country, that was more Egypt, perhaps Ethiopia. Thus then these chariots with these horses, then it concerns the enemies of the Lord, that the Lord in his just judgment, that he would come with great judgment. And then we read, and the bay, we have mentioned that word bay, that means strong, maybe a strong color, could also refer to the red horses, because we have not heard of the red horses, that they were sent forth. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. Do you hear a special word in that text? I shall read it once more. And what is now that special word? And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. Thus the chariot with the bay horses, they were eager to go. They sought to go, but they could not go. Tell that the Lord has given them permission. Oh, what a comforting vision for the prophet. Ah, then the prophet could go to those builders and say, oh, builders, you have so many fears. You are thinking about that mighty Babylon and the army of the Medes and the Persians, that they shall soon come, and that they shall take us all captive, and that the temple shall never be built. But, O builders, I have seen it. Mountains of brass, the unchangeable decree of God, and that some chariots have went forth, but not to Jerusalem, but to the enemies of the Lord, that they would be punished for all their wickedness. Oh, I have seen another chariot so eager, ready to go. Humanly speaking, then he has seen it, that those horses, they had to be tied, and that they sought to go to and fro through the earth, but that they could not. Till the Lord has given permission. Let us first sing. A Psalter 420, the first stanza. God shall arise and by his might put all his enemies to flight. What shame and consternation, and what follows. Psalter 420, the first stanza. Zechariah's eighth night vision of the four chariots. Degree chariots, diverse chariots, sin chariots, and now fourthly, rejoiced over chariots. We read in verse 8, then cried he upon me, Thus, with a very large voice, with a very loud voice, different thoughts who that he was. Some believe it is the angel that was given to continually to instruct and speak to the prophet. There are others that believe that it was the man upon the red horse among the myrtle trees, none less than the Lord Jesus Christ. And nevertheless, it is clear that it concerns the Lord. Even the angel would have spoken in the name of the Lord and spake unto me, saying, behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. And they are very profound words. Then the Lord has told the prophet that when those chariots have been sent toward the north country concerning the enemies of the Lord, the enemies of his people, the enemies of that rebuilding of the temple, that when the Lord has sent those chariots, when they have done their work, that the Spirit of the Lord has been quieted. Profound words indeed. It implies the close eye that the Lord has upon his church, but also concerning the plans and what the enemy does. When we read that the Spirit of the Lord has been quieted, that implies that the Lord was very disquieted. Reverently speaking, we could say that the Lord was restless. Oh, that declares the deep, the unfathomable love that the Lord has for his church. And what a close eye that he keeps upon his church, but also concerning those enemies. Oh, he allows, even sends those enemies in a way of chastisement. Oh, when that church, when they become so lukewarm and so prayerless and so thankless, and so busy with the world that it seems no time concerning the things of the Lord, even more so when the church has not that close life with his word, when they walk like the world, when they are not fair as the moon, when they do not reflect the things of the Lord. Oh, that Jewish nation, they have experienced it. The prophets, they have been sent. They have cried. They have wept. They have begged for that people to turn to the Lord and his law. But when they refused, then the Lord has sent Nebuchadnezzar. And they were in Babylon, but our text implies that the Lord was disquieted. We could say that the Lord was restless. Oh, do we not read in Isaiah 30 verse 18, the Lord waiting to be gracious, that they would be given to repent. Ah, that the Lord was waiting, that with his outstretched arm, that he could make a way, that people may return to Jerusalem and rebuild that temple, that by renewal that city may receive a name, and that his name may be glorified. We read very profound words in Zephaniah 3 verse 17. There we read concerning the Lord, he will rest, means to be silent in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing. Ah, when we read that eighth verse concerning the Lord's Spirit, that concerns the ingathering of the church. Do we not read in John 17, verse 20, that Christ has prayed for his church, but also for those that would still believe in him? O Christ, at the right hand of the Father, that his bride may be gathered, and that the enemy shall be completely destroyed, and the great day of judgment, the resurrection, and that the bride may be with Christ for chariots. Concerning the enemies of the Lord, but now in closing, a few words of another chariot. Can you think of another chariot in the Bible, congregation? That is a chariot made of cedar, pillars of silver, the bottom paved with gold, and the roof of scarlet. Do you know which chariot that is? That is the chariot of Solomon, which we read in chapter 3, the verses 10 and 11. A King Solomon, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon, pillars of silver, the bottom of gold, the covering of purple, and the midst paved thereof for the daughters of Jerusalem. And then in verse 11, go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon. And that is now the chariot of the gospel. O cedar, sweet smelling, and durable wood, all those pillars points to the attributes of God, but also the promises. Oh, that gold, that is that the kingship of Jesus. Ah, that covering of scarlet, that is his meritorial work, that his church may be saved and sheltered from the wrath of God. And now, that chariot of gold, that may go through the congregation each time when the word of God is proclaimed, also with the administration of the sacraments. And there is still room in that chariot for us and our children, but we need to receive a place in that chariot. Oh, the greater King Solomon, he still proffers peace and pardon for sinners. Then how necessary that we may receive a place in that chariot. Oh, congregation, I would say, when that chariot comes through the midst, even if you may have a place on a step as long as you may go along, and what is now necessary, all for those daughters of Jerusalem did not in the first place go about that chariot, but about the king in the chariot. Then we need the love for the king, for his law, for his ways, all with those vehement desires, and the such a wonderful chariot, beautiful, precious invitations. And we do not read one in the Bible that has come, oh, to that chariot, that is knocked, that is begged, that is prayed, that has refused an entrance. And that chariot, notwithstanding all those other chariots that are at bitter enmity for 6,000 years, the devil with all his cohorts has tried to prevent that chariot from riding through the earth. Oh, it is true. Many places where that chariot has ridden, but where it rides no more, where the Lord is given over to delusion, to blindness, to the hardness of heart and bitter enmity, then how privileged we are. Oh, that precious chariot of Solomon, and to that end the exhortation, go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then thou was indeed revealed much to the prophet Zechariah, but thou revealest the same unto us and our children, and then we need to continually ask of thee that we may have eyes opened, a little understanding, and, our Lord, faith to believe that indeed that thou wast everything in thy hand. Also the enemies of thee, of thy dear Son, and of thy church, that they cannot so much as move without thy divine will. Ah, Lord, may we be given to believe what we speak and speak what we believe. Wilt thou grant the comfort thereof, but, ah, Lord, we need to receive a place in that precious chariot of the gospel of that greater Solomon. Lord, wilt thou work lovingly, irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit? How wilt thou work in the hearts of our boys and our girls, of our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones? Wilt thou now grant traveling mercies over the slippery roads? Wilt thou remember us the furtherance of this day? Bring us under the means of grace once more, an hour of preparation. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 194, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds his peaceful rule shall be. And what follows, 194, 1, 2, and 4. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.